This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tanked up and ready to go here with the whole story on the American Family Farmer Show. A couple of new stations added this week. Thank you for coming along. I think there are 240, 250 stations. And the podcast is available every week, which contains the major contents of previous American Family Farmer conversations. The podcasts are at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. The purpose of our get-together is to inform you as to, well, a number of things. I usually like to start off the hour with a news story, something that replicates what we may or may not have been talking about in general, a specific instance of something happening that is important for us to know about, ramifications, etc. A lot of opinions and comments that are always in here. My experiences as a dairy farmer. You can check out my website, see what I'm doing on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. It's Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, eastleyfarm.com. And I'm interested in the markets, merchandising, helping people that way. I think that's what matters for farmers. It's a whole new world. We never used to think about this. When I was a kid, bring the stuff to the market in Boston and sell it, the produce and the milk came, you know, we put it in jugs and bring it to the local dairy. That was it. Now, whole new order, world order is not particularly conducive either to happy and successful farming, which I think, even though it was always hard work, we felt happy, I think, on the farm. I did as a kid anyway. Maybe I didn't know what was really going on. Farmers have always suffered. We have a huge problem in our country with the people that use the stuff that we grow. They don't respect what we do. They don't know what we do. And more people are getting removed. When I have tours or people come to the farm to see the cows or they come to get ice cream or whatever it is, they're doing some of the events that we have there, they are amazed at what's even in my community, that we still have a farm that has cows. Who ever heard of such a thing? This close to Boston, there are cows. You know, it's that kind of thinking. So we do the program collectively. All of us put this together. It's not just me. Behind the scenes, Victoria Keelan is helping me produce this. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And we're all learning. Some of us learn from each other. I hope that that's the case anyway. So farmers, farm control businesses, and the local boards that use our products, all the reason for us to sort of get our focus straight. And we don't have to be on the same page. A lot of people disagree with me when I take off on things like the herbicides that come from Monsanto, et cetera, et cetera. So the news this week about what's going on in the eastern shore of Maryland, where a lady has a large grain operation. Her name is Jeannie Schmidt. She's been growing genetically modified corn and soybeans there for quite a long time. In fact, she's been a vocal advocate for the use of biotechnology in agriculture. She was the first female president of the Maryland Grain Producers Association. She also grows green beans for the market, tomatoes, that sort of thing. There are a lot of grapes that are grown there that go to wineries. And one of her neighbors grows specialty crops and organic crops. And so Ms. Schmidt thought she knew all the tricks for avoiding herbicide drift, because she uses the stuff and is proud to. She has her fields registered with Field Watch. She communicates with neighbors and takes over weed control as much as she can. There's a railroad track that runs next to her land, and she wants to make sure that herbicides stay on her side of the tracks, but that's not happening. The first time in 15 years, she's watched a lot of herbicides drift onto the other side of the tracks and create irregular grape clusters on other people's vineyards, and also has made a blueberry patch inedible. There are a lot of this stuff that she's using, 24D. I've seen that used around here. It's good for killing really poignant bad weeds, but it really does take its toll on something as sensitive as a grapevine. So now apparently she spent $50,000 trying to remedy the problems, and the State Department of Agriculture is in on it this year for the first time. She showed her spray records to her neighbors. Used to they all got along, but they aren't getting along now because she's had, they say, too much of this 24D or 24D as it's called. Soybeans that are on her land, she's been using it on that. And the winds have carried this stuff, and it's bad business. It's horrible what's going on. And so and the summer temperatures, the rain, all of the things, all this stuff is combined. I mean, you got a perfect storm of things that are affecting what's going on. But I see that what got my attention was the amount of focus she's had with her neighbors over the past 15 years or so, and how angry they are with her now because the situation has changed. She's not able to contain because she's using so much. Apparently, she used this material, all these sorts of things, the 2,4-D and other stuff, she used it sparingly before and hasn't this past year. She used a lot more of it, and that seems to be the problem. So, at any rate, what's going to happen? They're all in court now. Apparently, they're going to go to court, and her insurance company doesn't want to pay. So, now this is what we're. This is the challenge: planting corn, planting beans, planting grapes, planting whatever it is. If you're close to, you know, Monsanto, I don't know if it's happening now under Bayer, but Monsanto sued a bunch of farmers and actually put them out of business, took over the farms when they claimed the farmers were upset because Monsanto was, you know, the stuff they were growing, the herbicides or things that were being, the pollination problems, the stuff was blowing across the road. So one guy on one side would have Monsanto-based corn, and somebody on the other side would have single open pollinated corn, and the winds would come along and they'd cross-mix stuff, and it would make a mess. And then Monsanto sues these guys for supposedly using or abusing it. I mean, it was pretty bold what they did, and they all ended up owning three or four farms before they got stopped in their tracks by some of the farm organizations that took them to court. But they're just, that's the mentality it used to be. Under Bayer, it may be different. We'll see. I guess the Bayer people have started to liquidate some of Monsanto's most egregious divisions. So we'll see if that, you know, if they're more sensitive to the realities of what people are thinking. And again, I have this conversation, it becomes an argument with some of my brethren. I belong to both the American Farm Bureau becomes a Mass Farm Bureau here in Massachusetts, and to the National Farmers Union. They have completely different takes on this stuff. And that's because the Farmers Union tends to represent smaller farmers like me more than they do the big outfits. American Farm Bureau represents the big farmers, and that's where you get into the separating wheat from the chaff. But it just is, the whole Bayer thing has brought back to light a focus on how important these big companies are, these big drug companies, fertilizer companies, Dow, DuPont Chemical, all of these outfits. They're just really taking over. And it's not going to do us as humans, not going to help us any. Make a lot of money for the stockholders of these companies, but that's it. At what cost is the question. In a few moments, we're going to meet Steve Miller, who runs the Northeast Hop Alliance. Interesting opportunities for farmers to grow hops and how that's happening because these local breweries are doing so well. We'll find out his story in a matter of moments. Right now, though, I want to help you as a farmer get a good night's rest. If you haven't tried MyPillow products, they are everywhere. You can see the ads on television, hear me and others on the radio. You can see displays in a lot of stores. You can't get the deals. The one thing that separates what I do here in my message about MyPillow is that the deals are really fabulous. MyPillow mattress toppers, for example. MyPillow pillows. Mattresses themselves. You want... The mattress pillow is so great because it's designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature through the night. The mattress topper, one of many great things you can take advantage of to get a better night's rest for you, everybody in your family. Go to MyPillow.com. Order whatever you need, 30 to 35% at the lower end, up to 60 or 65% off at the upper end. See what it is that you require, what you need, and see what the discount is using the DJV code. All right? MyPillow.com for all of your sleeping needs. Use the promo code DJV for fabulous bargains.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your venues for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 0707. Enjoy.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you now to Steve Miller, who runs the Northeast Hop Alliance. He's the executive director. He was the first hop specialist from Cornell University at the Cornell Cooperative Extension Service. So he's familiar with the expansion, the explosion. Is that the right word? Is it expansion, Steve, or the explosion in interest? These local brewers are all looking for people to grow their grain, right?
Well, it's certainly has changed a lot in the last 10, 15 years. We had a large industry growing hops in the 19th century, and then it all disappeared after Prohibition.
Like the hemp industry in a bit, Steve, don't you think? The same sort of thing befell after World War II. It was made illegal for no good reason, but it was made illegal, and the same with the, it wasn't illegal to grow hops, but it just wasn't practical, I guess, right?
It certainly wasn't practical in the 30s, and then what happened was all the breweries got bigger and bigger and fewer of them.
Yeah.
And so what happened is that the hop growers had to become very large farms and sell through brokers, and the difference now is that we've got so many small brewers that we can have smaller growers selling to them on a local scale. So that's really what's made this possible is the difference in how the brewing industry is structured.
I would like you to tell us how these things are grown. In other words, I want to have you take us through the difficulties, or is it fairly simple to get into this space as we continue here? Steve Miller, Doug Steffen together. Steve's not the band leader, although maybe I can get him to sing here in a few minutes. 21 after the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Thank you.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Certainly mid-growing season here on the American Family Farmer and on the American Family Farm scene. We're talking to Steve Miller right now from the Northeast Hop Alliance in New York. Their hop growers are called Hop Growers of New York. And so back to the how-tos here. I'd like to spend, because I've thought about this. I've been in and out. I'm going to grow hemp, but as luck would have it, at least here in Massachusetts, where we were the 49th most progressive state in terms of usage of hemp products and, you know, that sort of thing. And then the great industrialists of the great drug companies and their lobbyists to get the governor, and they completely changed the rules for hemp, so that now Massachusetts, instead of being the second most progressive state in the country in terms of hop usage and product availability, et cetera, has become the 49th, almost overnight, literally. So now people, okay, well, we're not going to be able to grow hemp for a while, so let's grow some hops. And I don't know really what it entails, Steve. Are you actually farming this yourself, or have you done it?
Well, good morning, Doug. And I have a few plants, and no, I don't have. I had a blueberry farm at one time, but right now I'm not growing any hops other than backyard type thing. Mm-hmm. They are difficult to grow, and even though they're very closely related to hemp, mm-hmm. the way you grow them is totally different. Hops are a perennial, and so that we put them in and are grown similar to what you would do grapes or apples, in that they're propagated as named varieties that are grown in one spot for 10, 15, 20 years, and we do grow them on a trellis. Hops will grow 20 feet tall, and they really need to be on an 18-foot trellis in order to get the most out of them.
And, so it's interesting that a lot of people think hops and grain are related in the sense that you've got to, in order to make beer. I'm not a beer drinker, and I'm certainly no expert, although I have fed brewers grain to my cows, and they like it. So the The hops thing sounds completely different. I've never heard this explanation before. That's one of the reasons I'm thankful you're here, teaching people and telling them how to grow this stuff, because I think a lot of people are still under the misapprehension that grain, that hops are grain, or you can grow them like grain.
No, yeah, they're actually a flower, and we have to strip all the flowers off the plant come harvest, which is in the East Coast here, anywhere from the middle of August to the late September. Mm-hmm. And these are just flowers. The hops have both male and female plants separately, and what we have in an acre is about 1,000 female plants. And all of, one variety. And then you can have many other acres with other varieties. But we don't mix them up, and they're not pollinated because we don't have any male plants. So we don't get seed, therefore no grain. And people do mix that up. You know, the majority of the grain that's used in beer is malted barley, which is a totally different animal than what we're doing with hops, which is primarily for flavor and preservation of the beer.
Mm-hmm. So how do you get different varieties? Well, that's a long question. I'm going to pause here for a moment. When we come back, I want to talk about the varieties, because I would like to get down into the weeds, if you'll pardon the pun a little bit, because people on this program are more interested in detail to a certain extent. And I think most people that are on farms don't have a clue. I've been on the farm all my life. I don't know anything. You're teaching me a lot of stuff I didn't know, and I'm hoping the audience is going to go for it big time. Steve Miller, the executive director of the Northeast Hop Alliance, here on the American Family Farmer. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, flavored vapor products that help adult smokers switch, but may also appeal to youth. To address it, Juul Labs stopped the sale of non-tobacco and non-menthol-based flavored Juul pods to over 90,000 traditional retail stores. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel, now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Detroit, top Democratic contenders for the White House squared off on CNN. On immigration, most of the candidates thought crossing the border should be decriminalized. Washington Governor Jay Inslee.
We have to make America what it's always been, a place of refuge.
The former vice president argues for more legal immigration, as the president is opposed. He says naturally people will come seeking asylum en masse.
When people cross the border illegally, it is illegal to do it unless they're seeking asylum. People should have to get in line. And the only reason this particular part of the law is being abused is because of Donald Trump.
And saying we are 10 years late on climate change, Andrew Yang says it's time to reverse course.
We also need to start moving our people to higher ground. And the best way to do that is to put economic resources into your hands so you can protect yourself and your families.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Personified in my mind, the existence of living on the farm is something that can't be replicated. And maybe it's because my memories are so precious from when I was a youngster growing up on the farm around cows all my life, and it seems to have held me together in many ways, substantive ways, over the years. It sort of taught me that in terms of the modern jargon, life doesn't have any remotes. You get up and you change your life yourself. My farm challenged in many ways over the past decades, and I've just decided that it was more important for me to save the land and save the farm than it was for me to build or to get out of my financial situation the easy way. So I've taken the long road, and that's one of the reasons I was interested in talking to Steve Miller, who's here, the executive director of the Northeast Hop Alliance, talking about hops and what some of my brethren have thought. We were thinking about, well, we'll grow some grain, we'll service the local beer industry. I have, if you've gone to my website, steveeastleyfarm.com, I have an ice cream bus. And we have one on the farm. This ice cream is a big thing on our farm, and And I bought her a bus, and now it goes around like some people, you know, like the ice cream trucks of old, except we don't have packaged ice cream. We have real ice cream that we scoop and serve. And so we've been invited to a lot of places, including a new brewery in town that has a beer garden. And so they have beer inside the garden, and they have ice cream outside in the garden. It's kind of an interesting combination, because families can come, and the kids can have ice cream, and the parents can have beer. And the guy loves it. You know, it's a different way of looking at it. But I was talking to this guy about how to brew the beer and where he gets his grain and that kind of stuff. It pretty much is all brought in bags, like we used to bring in bags for grain to feed the cows. And so I really have been out to lunch when it comes to this, because I thought, again, hops and grain were the same thing. So we were talking about the model, the whole different visualization. Hops are grown like grapes. And how many different varieties? What's the difficulty in having one over another? Can you explain that?
Well, there certainly are hundreds of varieties, and hops are grown all over the world, not just in the U.S. And varieties are chosen by what the brewing industry is interested in. In the past, it's primarily been hops were used as a bittering for their bittering content, and that would flavor the beer. Well, with the craft beer industry, people are looking for lots of other flavors. So you're looking for citrus or floral or melon or many, many different flavors, because people are making all different types of beer. And you can get some of those flavors by adding actual fruits and other things to the beer. You might have had pumpkin beer in the fall, for example.
Blueberry beer, that kind of stuff.
And actually, you can add hops to ice cream too. There are some ice cream makers that are using different types of hops, as well as even hard cider. So hops have hundreds and hundreds of different oils in them that provide many, many different flavors. And every variety has a different combination of oils. And then it's up to the brewer to understand how to draw those oils out into the beer and get the flavors that you're looking for. So you had asked me about where the varieties come from, and they certainly do come from genetic crosses and chance seedlings. So in order to get a new variety, we have to go through that same process you would in developing a new apple tree or grapes, where the flowers are pollinated, and then you get seeds that are going to have something different to offer. It might be disease resistance, it might be the flavors, productivity. Those are all things we're looking for new varieties. And what we're doing with the Northeast Hop Alliance, especially in New York, we have a project that was funded by the New York Farm Viability Institute, and we're collecting wild hops, feral hops that are all over the state, and then growers are evaluating them to see what they have to offer that's different. And this would be kind of like if you've been out on a farm, you know, in hedgerows, you're going to see wild apples all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, apples were not native to the U.S., but we certainly have them everywhere now. And those chance seedlings from cross-pollination with one apple tree to another produces all these different genetic mixes of what you're going to get in those seeds. Same is exactly true with hops. So to get a new variety, we have to go through the seed process.
So let me ask you this. I've been talking about cross-pollination and stuff. You may have heard me in the first part of the program before you came on talk about this woman who's got a problem with she's growing certain type of I think the beans for the most part, and the stuff that she's using keep weeds and stuff is it's the usual commercial chemical stuff, and then the guy across the street or across the tracks that doesn't want that stuff there, and yet the wind is blowing back and forth, and I wonder how much of a problem that may be for hops when you have, are they grown close enough, or is that a non-issue because they aren't grown that much or that close, so that you worry about the inculcation of other influences to ruin the originality or the uniqueness of whatever that hop is that you're growing?
Well, certainly hops can be affected by herbicides that might drift from another farm, and you know, the hops start from the ground as a perennial. We cut them down every year, so they start from the ground and get to be 18 feet tall by, let's say, early July.
Mm-hmm.
Being that tall, that means that they could be subjected to drift from somebody else that's spraying. And so you want to be, you want to have a good relationship with your neighbor farmers in that case to make sure that they understand what you're growing might be affected by an herbicide that they're using. This is where site selection is so important in deciding where you're going to grow those hops, because
right.
they can't be grown on just any soil on any site. There's very specific things that'll make that piece of land the best place to grow them.
Mm-hmm. And New York, as an example, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, the Delmarva, some of the great farmland along the Connecticut River Valley, I would think those would be pretty good areas. Am I right, or is that the kind of soil you're looking for?
You're looking for a well-drained site and access to water for irrigation. So anything that has good drainage and where you can have water to irrigate the hops, we do that through trickle irrigation the same way you would apples or grapes. And it conserves the amount of water that you use, and you're really not getting the plants wet. You're only wetting the ground. You know, I mentioned site selection a little bit, and in that whole area of the country that you were just talking about, we do grow a lot of alfalfa, and one of the major pests on it from alfalfa is our potato leaf hoppers, and they move
yes.
up from the south.
Yeah.
Well, when you cut your hay, you were talking about cutting your hay earlier, when you do that, the potato leaf hoppers leave the hay field and they start looking for something else to eat, and they love hops. And this has turned out to be a major issue.
How do they find them? Isn't that always fascinated me? How does the potato bug find potatoes in a field where there haven't been potatoes grown for 100 years? Just wondered about, you know, where do these things come? How do they find their prey, in a manner of speaking? I may sound silly asking the question, but I've never really understood how they can just show up in a cornfield where there are the corn borer shows up and there hasn't been corn in that field for 15 years.
Yeah, but in the case of corn, they do, the adults fly, and of course they can hone in on that from somebody else's corn lot that might be miles away. And in the case of potato leaf hoppers, they're actually coming up on the winds from the south, and
really?
We don't have them in May, but by July we have them, and we see them in the hop fields, of course, all the time now.
Wow. I should have known, but I've never asked the question, actually. I've wondered to myself, and I've never asked the question, and I find the best way for me to learn, everybody learns differently, is to ask the question of somebody who knows, and that's certainly where you come in. Very handy, very educational, Steve. Hold on a second, please. A few more minutes with Steve Miller from the Hop Alliance. Right now, it's time for us to get to know how to lose weight and keep it off. Now, for farmers, people working in the ag industry, oftentimes in the summertime, we're working hard and we don't really need to be on a program. But I have noticed a lot of farmers in a couple of auctions lately that are looking pretty heavy. I don't know whether it's they're eating more because they're worried about their fate. That happens a lot. If you're eating too much and you're putting on the pounds and you want to get rid of it and keep it off, that's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin is the best weight loss formula for those who don't want stimulants, don't want to use drugs. In other words, you want the all-natural approach, and Calitrin is the place to go. You can go to their Facebook page, facebook.com/Calitrin, and see all of the various reviews. There are video stories of people who have been down this road. You can learn from watching these people motivating you to lose weight. You'll sleep better, all of that stuff. You'll feel better. You know, weight is a horrible thing, carrying extra weight around. Use that DJB code. Get the weight off. Make a decision. You want to take the weight off and you want to keep it off. When you make that decision, go to toploss.com and buy a, let's say, 4 or 5 month supply. Toploss.com. Get the special deal. Click the box for DJV.
Clean living. Most times, it's easier to achieve it for our cars than for ourselves. After all, Valero top-tier certified quality fuel is just around the corner to keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So if you're not up for raw beet juice today, at least Valero can make sure your car is fueled clean. That means you'll get where you want to go and need to go. And your car will feel great getting you there. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
It's a staggering statistic. 1 in 8 women will develop invasive breast cancer during her life. New technology has revolutionized breast cancer treatment, giving women more treatment options than ever before. Dr. Charlotte Gail Patterson, breast surgeon.
Many women choose to have breast-conserving surgery, also known as a lumpectomy, but this can impact the cosmetic appearance of the breast. Newer oncoplastic surgery techniques minimize dimpling or other cosmetic changes to a woman's breast, helping her to look and feel like herself.
A new medical device called Biosorb helps minimize dimpling of the breast after doctors remove the cancerous lump, maintaining the natural shape of the breast.
Biosorb also helps with radiation targeting. Think of it as a GPS for breast cancer, helping radiation oncologists better target treatments to minimize the impact on the surrounding healthy tissue. It's also important for follow-up mammograms because the marker can help identify the site of the previous cancer, aiding with future imaging or medical procedures.
For more information, visit mybiosorb.com.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
A few more minutes with Steve Miller from the Northeast Hop Alliance. The biggest challenge is getting information out, finding people to grow the hops. What's the biggest, as things change for the craft brewing industry, what are the challenges in terms of, I know you're here to tell us your story, but, you know, what it's difficult. So I would think that sort of holds back on the people that want to do this, Steve.
Well, we have to remember that there's a hop industry already in the Pacific Northwest, and there's a hop industry in England and Germany and the Czech Republic. So brewers can buy hops from pretty much anywhere. And what we're trying to do is to let people know that there are differences in where those hops are grown, just like with grapes. And because of that, we're encouraging people to, consumers to let their brewers know that they're after local products, you know, beer that has
local
grains that come that are grown in Massachusetts or New York or wherever you are.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's the whole impact of the locavore movement, which we should be thankful for, because there's an educated group of consumers there that know what they want. And they also know where their food comes from. They know what the nutritional value is. I mean, beer, frankly, has nutritional value if you're drinking the right stuff. So your website is northeasthopalliance.org. Northeasthopalliance, all one word, .org. Our thanks to Steve Miller from the Northeast Hop Alliance for being here on the American Family Farmer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The conversation. I want to talk a little bit about the weather and but it's a lot of people talking about it as it applies to growing food, corn, beans, that sort of stuff. But I want to take a focus on livestock and one of the other things that goes along with the worries of the weather. A reminder of our podcast, American Family Farm. Say it again, Doug. American Family Farmer Show.com is the place to find our podcasts. Lots of reviews of agricultural news, census figures. The current one, the American Family Farmer podcast, focusing on dairy income and how it's creeping up a little bit. But mostly that's not because of the family farms doing better in dairying. It's because of the mega dairies. And, you know, who needs them? The stuff that they produce is, ugh, as you've heard me say many times. The focus, I talk a little about the family dairy farmers switching from cows to chickens. Interesting overview of that. We want to see how it's working. Listen to the current podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. We have Jacob Penichek of Let Us Grow on a mission to redesign the food system by empowering everybody to grow 20% of their own food at home. They have a product. I'm actually going to get it and use it on my farm, and I'm going to tell people about it because I think it's a great idea. How to grow farm products without any land. It really is. And then you avoid processing and toxic chemicals and all of that. This is really, I found this to be a fascinating conversation. Go to lettuce, spell lettuce, the vegetable, lettucegrow.com, and see that. A lot of people developing new relationships with the food they eat, where it comes from, how to preserve the environment. All these discussions are part of creating a better food system. And as usual, it's a thread of our conversations. So find out more about specifics and general things that affect the American family farmer in our podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com is where you get the info. And I'm going to talk about the one thing that people are overlooking when it comes to livestock after this.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why can't give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
So the producing farms that have livestock having a problem with the weather, like all of us that are, it doesn't make any difference whether you're a livestock farmer or whether you're growing produce. The constant rain has damaged a lot of pastures, and it's made it difficult for us to have a good, so it's good to have a nice pasture like I do. I have 83 acres of land for my cows to wander around on, but a lot of it is still muddy, although it's drying out now. But and it's also affected the hay. We had really a difficult time getting started with our haying this year, but that's not the worst of it. With this rain, there's a new tick concern that can dramatically affect the lifestyle of cattle and also other animals that are raised for food. These new tick species that are heading into all the regions of our country, bringing new diseases, and the Lyme disease, which we know about, didn't really affect the cattle, but now it is. There's a new kind of tick called the black-legged tick that has viral diseases all over. I mean, you look at these gross little things, and you wonder where they're coming from. They're coming from Texas. A lot of these, and the fellow was just on with us talking about how the wind blows things around. You wouldn't think that it blows these ticks around, but it does. They're invading everywhere. There are now a whole new species in Ohio, the Ohio River Valley, and they're spreading around, very aggressive, and they are, if their habitat may be on the back of a cow, I mean, the habitat's the grass, and they get on the cow, but there are bacterial and viral diseases, and I don't know, I spray for this kind of stuff, using some natural chemicals, put them on the wraps, but it's tough stuff. Tough stuff. Look out. Your cows are not acting right. Think tick. 59 past the hour in the American Family Farmer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.